I'm mocking your religion because you're bowing towards a stupid pedophile's grave. Okay. You need Jesus.
Eat bacon. It's all up. You can eat bacon whenever you want.
As they held cameras to their faces and made derogatory statements about their religion, their identity, and where they belong.
They're banning the hijab. They're banning turbans for Sikhs. They're banning open crosses. They're banning yarmulkes in Quebec. The mother of Jesus, according to Christians, what she wore is currently banned in the schools in France. As a Muslim, we don't drink alcohol, we don't do drugs, we don't smoke, we don't gamble, with all these ills of society.
This nation is not founded as a Christian nation. It's very clear. Treaty of Tripoli.
Because Islam is the same truth, the worship of the one God, that has been the true religion since the time of Adam.
This is the danger.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing?
Alaikum alaikum.
How
good
are you?
Good to see you again.
Good to see you
Always
too.
Always a pleasure.
We've been working hard. Alhamdulillah, we're not even officially open, but we made it happen. What do you think from the last time you were here at the Dean Center?
Looks amazing. Last time I was here, it looked like a war zone. There was construction all over the place, wood everywhere, but it's beautiful. May Allah bless everybody that worked hard on this, everybody that donated, dreams coming to reality.
Alhamdulillah. So, you know, they try to paint Muslims as the villains, but it seems like now you're seeing more and more of this coming to life, that those people who are the people they're accusing of being villains are actually end up being the peaceful ones. Because now, if you've seen in Texas and Florida, you got Muslims who are praying like Jesus, are worshiping the Creator, and then you got these people coming up, and I think they're not a good example of what Christians are supposed to be. Peace, love, right? But these guys are playing duck, duck, goose with Muslims, insulting. For people who want to know what's really going on, maybe they didn't see it, why don't we play the clip?
Play the clip.
Go ahead. I think there was two of them. We'll play the one from Texas, and then we'll go to the one from Florida. Go ahead.
This is in Texas. Governor Abbott.
Goose, I'm mocking your religion because you're bowing towards a stupid pedophile's grave. You need Jesus.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from Islam. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Let's go to the one from, you want to show the next
one? Yeah, just to understand, this is not an isolated incident. This is an organization of Christians who go around the world or go around America, and they look for things on Instagram or whatever other social media platform of where Muslims are going to be praying, and they show up while these peaceful young brothers and sisters are just peacefully praying. According to the constitution of the country, this is their right. They're not doing anything harmful. They're not aggravating anything. And these people go and get in their faces and assault them. Because when they get in your face, that is assault, legally. If they hit them, there will be battery. But assault is when somebody's in your face in a violent manner. So they're assaulting these peaceful people in the name of Christ. And I'm just wondering, who's going to become Christian from watching this? Like, if they're trying to promote Christianity, I don't know, man. Maybe you should give them like a heads up or something.
I was exactly thinking the same thing. If you're trying to win people over, I mean, this is a great way to chase them away.
Yeah, they're doing a good job for us, though.
Yeah.
It's I play.
Unbelievable. I've actually...
Traditional attire when they harass the group of students.
Created this mockery of our culture, of our religion, of our traditions.
You can eat bacon. It's all up. You can eat bacon whenever you want. God commands you to repent.
Treating it as if it were a kryptonite. It's in our religion, it's not permissible for us to eat pork. That's all. But for them, they taunted us with it. They mocked us with it.
Sajid Khan says they held cameras to their faces and made derogatory statements about their religion, their identity, and where they belong.
I hurt on so many different levels. There's the personal level where when you feel like you're accepted in a place and then all of a sudden you're told you've got a bomb strapped to your chest. You should go back to a country that I've never been to. you know.
You guys don't have any bombs on you, do you?
The group responsible, who identifies themselves online as the Warriors of Christ, live streamed part of the encounter. In a statement to Eight on Your Side, they insist they did not touch, block, or physically interfere with the students, and they say they were exercising their First Amendment rights. They also claim the only physical contact came from students, not them.
So now you see, first thing is that this happens across the country. In Texas, we don't see the governor of Texas saying anything. This happened right here in Florida. We don't see DeSantis saying anything. It's across the country. We don't see Trump saying anything. Just imagine for a second if these were Muslims. If these were Muslims going into Christian prayer halls while Christians are peacefully praying and Muslims were in their face doing such a thing, imagine the outrage that would be out. And that is the hypocrisy and double standard of America today being exposed. And we're calling out the governor of Texas, the governor of Florida, and every state that this has happened in to say something. Say a word. Nothing. Where's Trump? Get out your Epstein files and say something. We already know you're in those files. Relax, bro. You know, this is absolute hypocrisy. And for those that are watching online as Christians, is this the representation of Christ? Is this the representation of your religion? No Muslim does that in a Muslim country. I just got back from Saudi, Kuwait, UAE, all over the Muslim world. I saw Christians, I saw Sikhs, I saw Hindus, I saw them able to pray, I saw people protecting them, and none of this happened in those countries. In fact, I just want to say, I'm here in Florida. And if those Warriors for Christ or whatever are listening, I'm here. Come. I'm going to let you know where I pray. I wish they try that with me. You'll find out what constitutional carry means.
You know, it's interesting that you've had reasonable people who are watching this, and I've seen videos. One particular comes to mind that the man is saying he's watching this, and he's like really, he was really impressed how the Muslims were handling themselves. And he said, you know what?
I'm glad he didn't watch me.
He said, you know what? He said, these Muslims are acting more like Jesus.
Yeah. I'd like to act like Umar ibn Khattab.
But I mean, this is the hypocrisy. I mean, amazing what you're pointing out. That now, imagine if these were Muslims going and doing this, the outroar. Another thing that just came to my mind is they're taunting Muslims, just like right now, the man who they call Jake Lang, but it's actually Jacob Lang. Many say he's an agent, and he went down there to Dearborn, and then he's taking the bacon, and he's also slamming it against the...
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Do you think we're scared of bacon?
No, but doesn't
like I'm not scared. It's disgusting.
No, but doesn't the Bible?
I don't want to eat it. I don't like vegetables either.
But the Bible.
That doesn't mean I'm scared of vegetables.
But doesn't the Bible prohibit bacon also?
Of course.
Pork.
Jesus didn't eat pork.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't understand. Like when they bring dogs or something, you think I'm scared of dogs? Dogs are cute. Like I'm not scared of dogs. I'm not scared of bacon. I'm not scared of any of that stuff. I'm Muslim. Mm-hmm. Like I don't. Maybe they need a class. Maybe the Dean Center can have a class for them.
Yeah, some sensitivity training, something to... But it seems like many of these people, they're really not seeking to understand. They're seeking, you know, to provoke. Like you go down to Dearborn, where you have law-abiding citizens, people who are there fixing... They fixed up. It's a safe neighborhood, safe community. And then you got these people coming in just to... They're loud, obnoxious, just making noise.
I don't know if you've heard recently, even in Quebec, they've passed a Bill 51, which is going to ban in any public office employee space, including daycares and so on. They're banning the hijab. They're banning turbans for Sikhs. They're banning open crosses. They're banning yarmulkes in Quebec. And this is a recent development, the laws there. And what amazes me is the hypocrisy of these people that talk about liberty, that talk about freedom of religion, that talk about these things, but in fact, they have less freedom of religion in France and less now freedom of religion in Quebec than any Muslim country in the world. I was recently in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, where Mecca and Medina are the heartland of the Muslim world. And in Riyadh, I saw Sikhs with turbans. I saw Christians with crosses. I mean, I was in Kuwait. I was in the UAE. I saw Hindus with the red marks on their head. I don't know what they call them, the tikka or whatever, right? Right? And they were able to walk around and practice, and they work there. But they had that freedom of religion in Muslim lands. But we do not have that today in France. The hypocrisy of a government that talks about liberty but does not allow a Muslim woman to practice her religion out of her own free will and her own choice, walking down the street with her face covered as Allah has ordained for her. Not to allow her to practice her religion, not to allow her to get an education, to bar her from an education if she only wants to even cover her head or even wear a loose, modest cloth like I'm wearing right now. This is the hypocrisy of the West on display. And I challenge anybody from PBD to PB&J sandwiches or whatever, right? That come and talk to us. Face us and explain to us how you justify this. How do you justify such double standards, such hypocrisy that you, look, have you ever seen a picture, even a depiction of Mary in a miniskirt and a tube top? Astaghfirullah, right? But what Mary, according to Christians, the mother of Jesus, according to Christians, what she wore is currently banned in the schools in France.
Wow. You're talking about Mary, the mother of Jesus.
According to Christians.
Yes.
And Muslims.
I usually tell people they can go ahead and Google that. Just Google her name, Mary, mother of Jesus. You're going to see her wearing what we're talking about.
She could not go to school in France today.
Jesus' mother.
Jesus' mother.
That's unbelievable.
Disgusting.
Now, you know, have you noticed this sudden burst in the algorithm of Islam hate right now? You know, the people that are, especially if you use X, Elon Musk X, I've also seen a little bit of on Facebook, but I don't know if people are noticing now that it seems like there's a deliberate campaign. Like you go and you subscribe to certain people and you expect to see them in your feed, but is just overloaded with hate. Have you noticed this?
For sure, and this is not an accident, but this is something that's been planned out. There's millions of dollars in advertising going. We know, for example, One Message Foundation, we know some Islamophobic and Christian apologist groups have paid YouTube to bring their videos up in the algorithm when my name is searched. You know, so this is not something that is an accident. They're working on this, but that's okay. Because alhamdulillah, we see this sea of our brothers and sisters here, that they are the answer to all of that. As Muslims, we need to be active in our social media, promoting the du'at, promoting good Islamic content, making clips, posting it, sharing it, so we can defeat these bots that they have hired to promote Islamophobia.
And this huge hysteria now, the Muslim takeover, Muslims are trying to galvanize people, put fear-mongering. And, you know, I just watched a report on Raqqa News. It's a really, and I did a video about this, where they were very balanced, and they showed the vacant, what they called violent wasteland. It was just in Buffalo. I mean, just crime-infested, unsafe. The residents there, they were scared to go outside. And then the Muslims came, and they started buying up the churches, started buying up the homes. And now people are testifying that we, 2 years ago, we were scared to go outside. So now the businesses are opening up. The kids are playing outside. Charlie Kirk, when we did that program once, he talked about the American dream. The American dream that one of the things he said is that our kids can go outside to go ahead and play until the sun goes down. They weren't able to do that. They were living American nightmares. The Muslims came, established the mosques, the communities, and revived the American dream. What do you think about that?
That's beautiful. And we've seen that in Detroit. We're seeing it currently in Chicago. I mean, when we first went to O Block, the police was even telling us, you can't be here because it's not safe. And now you can see reports from the city of Chicago talking about how crime has dropped in O Block, that South Chicago has become safer with the growth of Islam. This is something that YouTube documentaries have been made about. Alhamdulillah, every time we went to O Block, we got 30, 20, 50 shahadas. You can see the videos online. And now they're praying Jum'ah inside of O Block. The different gangs like GDs and O Block are getting to bringing peace amongst themselves because you have Muslims on both sides. And we've seen this in other places as well. Islam brings peace. Islam brings prosperity. You go to any hospital in America, there's a Dr. Khan there, there's a Dr. Muhammad there. Go look up those registries of doctors. You go to any major tech company in the world, you see Muslims as innovators, as those that are moving technology forward. And I'm not going to apologize for the growth of Islam in America. If they're worried about Islam growing, let them be worried. Because Islam will grow.
That's a prophecy being fulfilled.
And that's
a
prophecy being fulfilled. And nothing wrong with that. The whole idea of freedom to choose your religion is then you have to allow people to choose their religion. And if Christians are acting like this, going out and spitting on peaceful people while praying, then if Christianity is not growing, it's not because of Muslims, it's because of Christians.
I mean, these are the real, if you want to define radical extreme, I mean, you got a great example.
That is an extremist right there. I mean, if you look at churches with rainbow flags and churches with, you know, selling out their Bible and wholesale and just trying to make money, then that's the problem. If you want to fix that, go fix your churches. Don't blame us. Islam is growing because the truth.
I was thinking, why don't these people, instead of going over to Dearborn, where you have law-abiding citizens, why don't they go into the hoods? Why don't they really go to the crime-infested?
They're scared of the hoods.
They really took over the neighborhood.
You know, the first time I went to O Block, and you can see the video on the One Message Foundation channel, the police stopped us. And I remember there was a white lady and an African-American police officer, and the white lady told me, what are you doing here? And I thought, like, she meant, like, where's your permit? You know, because a lot of places you got to have a permit to set up a dawah booth. And I was like, oh, we're just trying to have a good dialogue with the community. And she was like, no, I don't care about your permit. Your skin color can't be here. This is a black neighborhood. You're brown. You got to go to like Little Village or something. And I was like, what? And then she was like, you're gonna get killed here. I told her, look, I'm Muslim. Don't worry about me. Like, we'll handle ourselves. And then she's like, all right, it's your life. And then she left. And alhamdulillah, that day we had 30 people accept Islam. And you can see the videos. Alhamdulillah, we keep the receipts. You know, so. Alhamdulillah, the end of the day when we were wrapping up, the African-American police officer, he came up to us, we posted this video, and he was like, I just want to ask you guys, how come you weren't scared to be here? He said, Christians don't come here. Mormons don't come here. Jehovah's Witnesses don't come here. How come you guys weren't scared? I told him, we're Muslim. Like, we're not scared. These are human beings. We want to come and improve this neighborhood. We're not scared of them. We want good for them. And after we spoke to him, he ended up taking Shahada himself. You know, so alhamdulillah, Muslims are not scared to go to the places where it's needed, all the way from the hoods of LA to New York and everywhere in the middle, from Chicago to down south. And we're changing societies for the better. We're going into Mexico, into the barrios and into the cartel neighborhoods and working on getting people out from that lifestyle to improve them. As a Muslim, we don't drink alcohol, we don't do drugs, we don't smoke, we don't gamble. All these ills of society that society's grappling with, family structure and how what a man is supposed to be and what a woman is. Alhamdulillah, as Muslims, we're not confused about our genders. Everybody's clear. I'm a man, I'm a man. I'm a woman, I'm a woman. It's very clear. It's not difficult. Go to the bathroom, check, you're good. But society's got this problem, and Islam is the solution. And because churches aren't able to give the solution, they're empty today. England is less than 47% Christian today, by name even. I'm talking about just people who identify as a Christian, not church-going living Christians, right? The U.S. Christianity is dropping like a brick. If you look at statistics, right? Atheism is increasing. Agnostics are increasing. Why? Because the churches have failed. Christianity has failed America. And if Islam is a solution, they can't be mad at Islam.
Yeah, and people, I mean, sensible people are seeing that, especially, you know, it's interesting. They had this push, constant, you know, feeding the algorithm, you know, to hate on Islam. But then at the same time, you get people doing the social experiment, calling different churches, and it was like 99% the lady was trying to get the baby formula. Did you hear?
Not a single church it was like
one
helped
or,
her.
It was like one or no, out of 99%.
The video I saw, she said no church helped her. When she called the first masjid, Yes. They didn't just help her. They told her, what type of formula do you want?
And then
we got you on it.
And then you thought, okay, maybe that's isolated here. But then someone did the same
in the United Kingdom.
UK, you saw that,
same
right?
experiment. Same thing happened. No church helped her. The first masjid she called helped her.
The Muslims stepped up to help.
Of course. Alhamdulillah, we have Muslims
with
food banks. And when we do food banks, we don't go out there trying to put crosses on them. You know, we don't try to go out there and use it as a thinly disguised way to try to convert people. No, we want to help people because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the one who goes to sleep with his stomach full and his neighbor is hungry, whether Muslim or not, Christian, atheist, Jewish, doesn't matter. If his neighbor is hungry and he goes to sleep with his stomach full, he's not from us. That's what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us.
Yeah, good people are waking up. I mean, you had here, actually, in Florida, I was at a masjid, and there was somebody outside just screaming, yelling, and all sorts of idiotic things. I tried to talk to the individual. It was he just kept screaming. And then somebody else told me that he went one day. The police came, and they were like, they told him, they were talking to him. He says, yeah, we got to talk to these Muslims. He said, hey, these people have found God. Why don't you go to the drug pushers?
To the hood. Down,
yeah. So he saw the hypocrisy. He said, get out of here, man. So people are seeing through the facade, through the hypocrisy.
Now it's an absolute facade. And the reason Islamophobia is growing is because Islam is growing. And they know and they see that it's a future. And it's not about immigration. Alhamdulillah, we see here sea of people. Many of them are reverts. People that were from Christian backgrounds, Jewish backgrounds, atheist and agnostic backgrounds that are Muslim today. Why? Because they saw Islam is the truth. And nobody's being forced into Islam. Islam is not growing in any country where it is forcing anybody to be Muslim. Islam is growing in Europe. Islam is growing in America. Islam is growing in the Latino countries in South America and Central America and the Caribbean. Why? Because the truth, and it stands on the truth, even with all of their negative media and even with all of their propaganda and all of their government and all of their everything put together, their Epsteins and Trumps and their islands put together, can't stop Islam.
There was a report, I think, that everyone should know why we see what we see constantly. When you, on the media, front page, it's national news, and there's so much reporting on it. If you got some person with mental health issues, but somehow he's connected to being a Muslim, they did a report on this, studies on it years ago, that when a Muslim, anyone who's connected somehow to Islam, that news will get pushed almost 400% more.
100%, it's true.
400% more.
400%
Then
true.
You'll have news like this. Here's an example, okay? Now, I want the person just to imagine if this was a Muslim, or if he had lunch with a Muslim, okay?
If you ever met a Muslim on accident in that.
That's it. So these are two men, Texas men, charged in a plot. This just came out. The 21st, what's today?
I have no idea.
Yeah, this is on the 21st. So this is recent news. Two Texas men charged in a plot to invade a Haitian island and make women, children, sex slave prosecutors. Here it doesn't mention in this report, but in others that these people claim to be apostle of God.
Yeah,
here
these,
we go.
If you look at these gentlemen.
A friend of Jesus.
Now imagine if one of their name was Muhammad Ahmed and Abdullah Yusuf or something like that. Even if they were Arab Christians, Islam would get blamed. But these gentlemen from Texas that had a plot to attack...
From the governor's state who's trying to ban the Muslims.
Ban Sharia, as if, you know... I don't think he knows what Sharia means. When I pray 5 times a day, that's Sharia. How is he going to ban that? When I'm nice to my neighbor, that's Sharia. How is he going to ban that?
Ten Commandments?
The Ten Moses? Commandments, Sharia. Don't kill, don't steal.
Christians who are Arabic speaking, isn't it mentioned in the Bible?
Of course, Sharia just means law.
law.
Sharia law means law,
so
you know?
Say law. That's
it's like that chai tea. Like, it's just saying tea and tea, bro. Yeah. Chai just means tea.
Yeah, when you ask most of them, what does it mean? They don't even know what it means.
They have no idea.
Okay, but here's the point. Hypocrisy. We're not trying to bash Christianity, but this is showing hypocrisy.
No doubt. It is absolute hypocrisy. These two men... And this is something on Fox News, of all places. They made a plot from Texas to attack islands in the Haitian region and to kill all the men and to enslave women and children as, sex slaves. I don't want to say
it. Can you imagine if these were somehow Abdullah or Muhammad? Can you imagine?
Insane, right?
National news.
Nobody is mentioning their religion. Even though, interestingly, Mr. Tanner, there's a report that says that he claimed to be the best friend of Jesus and claimed to be an apostle, right? But nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about what church they went to. Nobody's blaming all white people for this. Nobody's blaming all Christians for this. Nobody's blaming all Texans for this. But if these were Muslims, if they were even Arab Christians, right now, every Muslim ethnicity from Arab to African would be on trial. Every Muslim, even that had never met these gentlemen, would be on trial. Islam itself would be blamed. But that doesn't happen here.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Let me ask you about, you recently went to Umrah.
Alhamdulillah.
And you didn't go by yourself. You went with not 10, 20, but 40.
This is the good news. Alhamdulillah. With all that's going on in the world, I want all of you guys to be happy because Islam is growing faster than ever. Alhamdulillah. We went for Umrah. We had 42 reverts with us. New Muslims, alhamdulillah, many of them, it was their first time performing Umrah. We met with scholars. We went from Mecca to Medina, or Medina to Mecca, actually. And it was beautiful. It was amazing. We saw brothers that for the first time when they saw the Kaaba, they were crying. They were giving da'wah. Their families were taking shahada on live streams because they were showing them the beauty of Islam. And one thing that sticks out in my mind, we had a couple of young brothers from New York, very young. And we had a sheikh that was just amazed at these 17-year-olds and 19-year-olds that had accepted Islam and how their families were Puerto Ricans and their families were becoming Muslims. And alhamdulillah, while we were there, we were invited by a major scholar there to the house of one of the well-off people that just wanted to host these reverts. While we were sitting there, and he was looking at this sea of people, he said, recite some Quran. And we had one brother from Atlanta, mashallah, he recited beautifully, but then he wanted a revert. So there's a brother, Dustin, from New York, and he recited Quran so beautifully that you could not imagine that he's only been Muslim for a couple of years. And that shows you that Islam is growing. And these brothers are du'at now. They're not just... They didn't just become Muslim and sit around and do nothing. They're out there giving da'wah. Their family members are becoming Muslim. Their communities are becoming Muslim. There are people that were lost in drugs, in alcohol, in gambling, in prostitution, in insanely filthy things everywhere. Even from the Appalachian Mountains, we have our brother Ibrahim. You can see he's got face tattoos and all of that. Alhamdulillah, he's a Muslim and he's a da'i and he's building a masjid. And he left drugs and he left alcohol and he left... You know, that horrible lifestyle. He came to Islam from the remote Tennessee mountains to New York to LA. We had a full group of brothers and it showed the brotherhood of Islam. One of the Saudi guys, when he saw this, you know, he came to me, he took me to the side. He told me how many different ethnicities are here. And I told him, man, there's too many. There's Puerto Ricans, there's Dominicans, there's Mexicans, there's, you know, Caucasians, there's African-Americans, all kinds of different people from different backgrounds, a brother from the Czech Republic, you know, people from Russia. We had all kinds of different reverts. And he started crying and to me alone. He said, look at the beauty of Islam. They're all brothers. They're all sitting together. They're eating together. They're not in their little groups of this race and that race and this language. And this is the beauty of Islam. And that's why Islam is growing. It's not about immigrants, it's not about that. It's the fact that Islam unites people. It enriches our people. It takes the filth away and makes us the best versions of ourselves.
Tell me, I just opened up my ex and just give a live demonstration.
Your ex, she called you?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, Elon Musk's ex. So what do you think? I honestly think people are going into like retard mode. Because you read some of these tweets. For instance, here's one: Islam cannot remain in America. So I usually think, okay, when you define it, he's basically saying submission to the will of the Creator, Allah, cannot remain in America.
First thing, whoever tweeted that, who made you in charge of America? Like, did you inherit America from your grandfather or something? Like, unless your name is like Standing Bull or something, I don't think you should be talking about who should and shouldn't be in America. Because if you're not like an actual native to the United States, you don't have that right because you moved here from somewhere. Marco Rubio, your grandfather came here on a boat somewhere, right? I mean, I don't think it's McCarthy Rubio, right? So when you're talking about immigrants, you're talking about your own family, right? Trump, where did he come from? He came from Europe. His wife is just recently came on a false visa, by the way, right? And then, you know, she did, yeah, right? Look it up, right? So his wife just came to America. He wants to stop immigration. Send Ivanka back or Manelia or whatever. I mean, if he can't separate between his daughter and his wife, how can I, right? So I'm just saying that those people that talk about these immigration things, they need to worry about their own families. These are all immigrants or children of immigrants or grandchildren of immigrants. America is a land based on immigration. The founding fathers of America read the Quran. Thomas Jefferson had a Quran himself, and they praised Islam. In fact, many of you may not realize this. Thomas Jefferson has his own Bible, and he was a Unitarian. He did not believe in the Trinity. Did you know that?
Yes, yes, I
know. Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Thomas Jefferson did not believe in the Trinity.
They were deists.
Yes, and he believed that God is one.
Yes.
He did not believe in the Trinity.
They were actually closer. I did a program with a late, may Allah grant him Jannah. He was a former deacon, Dr. Gerald Dirks, and he graduated from Harvard Divinity School. He accepted Islam. And we went into this topic, was America founded as a Christian nation? He said no. And
Absolutely not.
It was not. He said he went into academically, he refuted this. You can watch this video and he brings the sources, because this is another myth that people try to now equate the founding fathers as being Protestants, being Christian. But actually, they left being persecuted from...
under Christianity, from Europe, right? That is true.
And they came here, and like you said, they were actually deists. You have reports where George Washington, he went to church with his wife, and when they started to talk about the Trinity and this kind of stuff, he walked out, right?
No, Thomas Jefferson actually wrote his own Bible. He took out a lot of the verses, a lot of the things, and he very clearly said he does not believe the Trinity is the belief of Jesus Christ. Rather, there's only one God. So those founding fathers even laid a foundation for a country where Islam can and should be. And before them, the natives of this land, and I have been to reservations where we've gone out to where the Native Americans, who were the actual people of this land. I mean, I'm talking about like running horse and standing bull and stuff like that, right? When I spoke to them about Islam and I gave da'wah to them, they said the religion our ancestors taught us is this religion. That there's one great creator. And even though many of the folklore had, you know, different gods and spirits, he said, but the truth is that our forefathers, the natives of this country, believed in one God. So this is the religion of Allah. It's been here before humanity started. The first man, Adam, and first woman was Muslim. Jesus was Muslim himself. If they say there's no room for Islam in America, they would say there's no room for Jesus in America, because I, as a Muslim, worship the same God that Jesus worshipped. And Christians that worship Jesus don't worship that same God, because Jesus didn't worship himself, did he? No, he prayed to the God above. And that's the God above that I pray to. So this stuff is just nonsense. I don't know if they're ignorant or...
Yeah, there's a Treaty of Tripoli that actually also states in there that this nation is not founded as a Christian nation. It's very clear. Treaty of Tripoli. People can look this up. And it is very important for people to know.
And do you know one of the first nations to recognize America was Morocco?
Morocco.
And without it, America would not have had the international support that it needed to be recognized as a country. And that's why George Washington and others praised the king of Morocco and wrote letters thanking them, praising Islam.
This is a Texan now. In my feed, this guy's from Texas. He's a Texan cowboy. But this is what another example of retard mode. Because look, this person, he says, Allah is Satan. The Quran even declares Allah as the best deceiver. And who is the father of lies and deception? Satan.
First thing, he's never read the Quran. Right? I can guarantee you that. Because I have at least 30 different translations of the Quran. Nowhere does anybody ever say Allah is the great deceiver, right? This is just, there's no such verse in the Quran. But in the Bible, and inshallah, after the edits, I'll have them put the verse on the screen. It does mention that God deceived people. In the Bible, it mentions that God put a deceiving, lying spirit in the mouths of his prophets to misguide people.
This is in the Bible.
So those are biblical verses. But nowhere in the Quran does it say Allah is the great deceiver. Makr, when they mention in the Quran, look at any translation. This is for plotting and planning, and Allah is the best of planners, no doubt. Allah deceives nobody, but their Bible very explicitly says God is a deceiver. So it's funny, because I don't think he's read the Quran or the Bible.
And now Christians who are actually Arabic speaking, I mean, this is what I mean, retire more, they actually use the word Allah.
They do, no doubt. In fact, what did Jesus use?
Allaha.
Allaha. In the Elohim, in Hebrew and Aramaic, right?
In Aramaic, the language that he spoke. He said, Allaha.
There you go.
You don't have to be, you know, a rocket scientist to put the two together. Allaha. This is the creator
of
Allah.
Of course. So this is why it's just ignorant. But that's why they don't say it in front of us. We go out every weekend, whether it's from Atlanta to San Diego to New York. We go out every weekend, put out a table. We give da'wah. And nobody ever comes to our table and says stuff like this because they know they'll get put in their place.
I was going to show you here. Look, and I've reached out when I've seen this. I've actually, look, these are Christians online. I say, look, if you're speaking the truth, I got a pretty big platform. Come on. And go ahead and spread your truth. Let's discuss it. Look what I get. There's another one. Look.
Yeah, that's it.
They block. They block.
Because they're just trolls. These are just online trolls. They're not happy with their life. They realize the root cause. That's it, man.
You're not happy with your life.
They see me online looking fresh, and they feel like, why can't I be like that guy? And they're just haters like that.
But this goes to a deeper problem. This is exactly what I was thinking. When you don't have solace, peace, true contentment, because you don't have the right connection with your creator, that's the problem. Now you're projecting.
100%.
Even them, there's hope at the end. Things can change. Let's talk in the last minute or two. Let's go ahead and put things in perspective. What is Islam? Why is it growing? Why do you have 40 people, Americans and from other nationalities, coming to the first house of worship built by Abraham to commemorate the worship of the one God with you? Now they're Muslims, submitters to God. Why?
Alhamdulillah. Islam, simply put, is the truth. Right? I mean, I'm not saying this from a perspective of trying to evangelize or something like that. No. Islam is the religion that has always been the religion of every prophet. If you look at the word Christian, where does it come from? Christ. So before Christos, there's no Christianity, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at the word Buddhist, where does it come from?
Buddha.
Before Buddha, there's no Buddhism.
No.
The word Judaism comes from Judah. Whether you take the name of the prophet or the area or the location, before Judah, there's no Judaism. Islam is not named after any man, because Islam is the same truth, the worship of the one God, that has been the true religion since the time of Adam. Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. Any prophet you can think of was a Muslim. If you look at Abraham, who did he worship? Did he worship Jesus? No. He worshiped the one and only God. What did Moses tell his people? That there's one God or three? No, one.
Pure monotheism.
He told the people, don't worship idols, don't worship cows, don't worship money. His people didn't listen well. You know, nobody got that. No? You'll get it later, right? Oh, you just got it now. And he told his people, worship the one true God. That one true God is the same one true God I worship today. And I love and follow all of those prophets. Islam loves and respects Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, peace be upon all of them. We don't disrespect any of the prophets, but we don't worship them. Just like Jesus didn't tell his followers, worship me, but the God above. The one that he put his forehead on the ground and prayed to is the same one that I put my forehead on the ground and pray to. That one universal truth is Islam. In Islam, we believe in one God that has no partners, no three, no four, no five. We don't worship cows. We don't worship monkeys. We don't worship people. We don't worship saints. We don't worship graves. We worship the one great creator that created the universe, that's always been there, that will always be there, the most merciful, the most loving, the guiding force of the entire universe and everything else that's out there. That one great creator is who we worship. And we follow the prophets of the time. If I was alive in the time of Abraham, I would follow Abraham. Peace be upon him. If I was alive in the time of Moses, I would follow Moses. Peace be upon him. If I was alive in the time of Jesus, I would follow Jesus. Peace be upon him. I'm alive in the time of the Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him. So we follow him as the last prophet.
How would you translate hallelujah?
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
You know, somebody watching scared right now.
That's why, yeah. That's why I asked you, how would you define hallelujah?
Of course.
Yeah. So with that, we end. And
I mean, let me ask you something, right? Christians today, do they circumcise?
No.
Was Jesus circumcised?
Yes, he was.
Do they eat pork?
Yes.
Did Jesus eat pork?
No.
Did he pray with his head to the ground?
Yes, he did.
Do Muslims pray with their head to the ground?
Yes.
Do Christians?
No.
Did he celebrate Christmas?
No, he didn't, no.
Where did it come from? Paganism.
Yes.
Saturnalia, a pagan holiday. Did he have a Christmas tree? Did he have Santa Claus or eggnog or reindeer with red noses? You know, none of this is from Jesus. None of this is from the Bible. None of this is even the religion of Jesus, peace be upon him. The Christianity that we are fed, and I grew up with this stuff. I grew up in the U.S. I didn't grow up in, you know, some other country. We were fed this materialistic nonsense. Right now, you go to any mall, and it's just about spend, spend, spend. People don't care about Thanksgiving. They care about Black Friday. People don't care about being nice to your neighbor or anything. They care about, what am I going to get for Christmas? Where's my, you know, where are we going to fly and throw a party at? And then if I don't get a Xbox 18 or a iPhone 21 or whatever, then I'm depressed. And that's why Christmas is one of the highest season for suicides, because of materialism that has taken over Christianity from a satanic pagan festival of Saturnalia that is not. And if you're a Christian and you're watching this, do me a favor, open your Bible. Find, where is Christmas? Where is the 25th of December? Where is Santa Claus? Where is eggnog? Where is any of that nonsense that you're being fed as a religion? Churches are celebrating Halloween. Churches are flying rainbow flags. The Pope is getting soft. You know, on this kind of stuff, right? And that's why true seekers of God are becoming Muslim. And that's why they're afraid. Because they know Islam can stop materialism. And when you have a system of living that doesn't allow people to be enslaved by banks, that's a threat to the wealthy. When you have a system of living that frees people from the shackles of alcoholism, from the shackles of drugs, from the shackles of this idea that a woman has to be on display for men's lust, otherwise she has no value. When a Muslim woman stands covered up as a precious pearl, and they realize that her worth is not just her measurements, her worth, her beauty is her mind, is her intellect, is her faith. That is a threat to the commercialization that they have done of the woman. When a Muslim man stands firm as the head of his household, that is a threat to those that want men to be simps and whatever else, right? And I'm going to be real. I don't care where they ban me from. They ban me from 3 countries. Let them ban me from 300 countries. I'm going to speak the truth, and I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to die on it.
They say if you want to make a man, if you want to make a...
Mic drop.
Yeah. They say if you want a man, make a man hate you, make him think. So I think these things are making a lot of people think. This, and the truth seekers, it's making them come to the realization that this is the truth. And those who are not sincere, it is creating some bitterness and anger in their hearts. What do you think?
It's true. It's true. And again, this is what's going to happen. I mean, all the Muslims that are like, what's going on? You didn't read hadith and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. As it gets closer to the Day of Judgment, the separation between mu'min and kafir will be distinct. There will be no middle ground. When Dabat al-Ard comes, you're either a mu'min or a kafir. And that's what's happening. Believers are growing. There is more Muslims on the face of the earth today than ever before in history. And there are more masajid on the earth today than ever before. There are more huffad and qurra and memorized the Quran today than ever before. So Islam is growing. But when the haq grows, the batil has to grow. So Islamophobia is going to grow. But it's only going to grow to an extent until they realize that they can't beat us, and they'll join us. And Islam will spread. And I know this clip is going to be on RITV. Looking forward to it.
You know, I want to put this before they snip this part where you said kafir. Can you define that word?
The one who hides the truth.
Hides the truth.
Yeah, it's not kafara means to hide. It's an Arabic word. Even a farmer could technically be called a kafir because he puts the seed and covers it. But Islamically, we use it as a term for those that know the truth, but they hide it. Because if you talk to somebody, I'll give you an example, right? I was on a plane. I was coming from London to LAX. And I was sitting next to an atheist. This is true life, my own story. And I was wearing a thobe, like I am, looking fly as I am, right? So he was like, oh, are you a Muslim? I was like, yeah, good guess, buddy, right? And he was like, you believe in a God above the sky? Ha, 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 you know, I'm like, as if he's like evolved past me or something, right? And he's like, I don't believe in God. I believe in science. I was like, bro, I believe in science too. Like, I work in the med device industry. It's not like I don't believe in science. But I believe science proves that there is a God because you cannot put a hypothesis other than the fact that there is a creator to explain how complex the human design. So while I'm trying to explain this to him, which is way over his head because they just, I believe in science, but they don't know science. The plane shakes. Like it's really, you know. And he goes, oh God, oh God, oh God, right? And I was like, wait, wait, oh who? Wait. And he's like, not now, not now. And I was like, but you don't believe in God. And pray for me. Pray to who? So that shows a reality. He knew there is a God. But out of his ignorance and his stubbornness and his self, I don't know what to even call it without using profanity, and I don't like to cuss, you know, but whatever. You know, he just thought of himself like Fir'aun when he said, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. Fir'aun knew that he wasn't the highest Lord. Right? He knew that he got sick and he needed a God to cure him. He knew that when those calamities came on Egypt, he needed God to save him. But he made this arrogant statement, and that's what happens today. And those people are called kuffar, kafir, those that hide the truth.
So when they try to say, okay, and make it like a gotcha moment, because they'll use this term, kafir, to say, oh, look, you think we're infidels. But isn't it true that you have the crusaders? This was coined at the time of the Christian crusades, who called the Muslims as infidels.
I mean, first thing, I never use the word infidel. It's such a weird word.
Weird word.
It feels like infidelity, like you're cheating on somebody or something. Yeah. I don't know. And that was a Christian term in the Crusades. It's their term.
That's whatever. Their term.
Right. And those people that are very proud of being kafir, like they get tattoos, great.
You know? Yeah.
When the time comes, I'll know who you are. You know. So I don't understand why they think there's something to be proud of. It means somebody who hides the truth, right?
And one kafir, one who hides the truth.
Yeah, exactly. So, and I mean, they believe that I'm a disbeliever in their faith.
Yeah, and they believe you're an infidel.
Yeah, it's true, and I'm good with that.
Yeah. All right, we're out of time. And thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Inshallah, if PBD is watching or Tucker Carlson or whatever, let us know, man. I mean, don't talk about us. Talk to us. Talk to us. We're here.
Let's have a conversation.
We're not trying to charge you money either, man. Free of charge, bro.
Free of charge. Let's make it happen. These conversations are very important. We showed the hypocrisy, clear hypocrisy that's happening. Hopefully, you know, the good hearts, they get to see, get to listen, and more people will go ahead and reason, and they can get a copy of the Quran and go to thedeanshow.com or One Message Foundation also. You get free copy of Quran.
Yes,
you get
yes.
it from us, from you. Read the
Anybody.
Book.
And those with diseases in their hearts, I'm here. Where you at?
May Allah bless you, Sayyid. As always, Jazakallah khair. Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.